everyone. I'm Anita Lustria, and I want to welcome you to the podcast version of Mike Murphy's Friday Rumblings. For years, these have been a Facebook post each Friday. I decided these words were worth spreading to a wider audience and worth making accessible in another format that might be easier for some people. Full disclosure, Mike Murphy is my husband, and this was not his idea. In fact, I'm the narrator. Rob Bell says, everything is spiritual. You might listen to this podcast and say, wait a minute, sounds like there is some political content included. I would simply echo Rob Bell's words. Everything is spiritual. Give the rumblings a listen and see if you agree, or maybe you'll disagree, but I guarantee it will be food for thought. Whether you agree or disagree, keep the conversation going. Also, if you want a print version of the rumblings, you can find it in the show notes or friend Mike on Facebook. Now, are you ready to rumble? Rumble one. As my spiritual director and I transitioned into a new kind of relationship, I was still thinking that the answers would come primarily through verbal exchange. I was hoping for advice and a quick fix in 3 easy steps, if possible. Now, I thought, rather than doing psychological talking, we would do spiritual talking. And we did do some talking, but eventually this wise woman said to me, Ruth, you are like a jar of river water all shaken up. What you need is to sit still long enough so the sediment can settle and the water can become clear. Ruth Haley Barton, The Transforming Center. May sitting still often enough become a foundational habit of our lives. I've been doing just that this week. Too much sediment floating around in my life. I need things to settle a bit. Rumble 2. There is an old tale where the rabbi was asked by one of his students, why did God create atheists? After a long pause, the rabbi finally responded with a soft but sincere voice. God created atheists, he said, to teach us the most important lesson of them all, the lesson of true compassion. You see, when an atheist performs an act of charity, visits someone who is sick, helps someone in need, and cares for the world, he is not doing so because of some religious teaching. He does not believe that God commanded him to perform this act. In fact, he does not believe in God at all, so his actions are based on his sense of morality. Look at the kindness he bestows on others simply because he feels it to be right. When someone reaches out to you for help, you should never say, I'll pray that God will help you. Instead, for that moment, you should become an atheist. Imagine there is no God who could help and say, I will help you. Martin Buber. Brilliant. I can picture Jesus smiling. Rumble 3. To show compassion for an individual without showing concern for the structures of society that make him an object of compassion is to be sentimental rather than loving. William Sloan Coffin, Jr. In other words, embrace both the person and his or her circumstances. Help fix what needs fixing. Think holistically. Rumble 4. It's well past the time for Netanyahu to call for new elections in Israel. Rumble 5. As the mega rhetoric becomes more and more extreme and combative, those who are deliberately unaware become pawns in a very nefarious effort to destabilize our country and to damage democracy across the globe. Most people, I've discovered, don't really want the truth. They just want constant reassurance that what they believe is the truth. So they spend their time in an echo chamber of ideas that won't tax their intellect nor challenge their assumptions. It's a very, very sad and sinful way to live. Reverend Benjamin Kremer reminds us that a Christian approach to politicians should sound like, how will their policies impact my neighbor who I am called to love? Not, do they dislike the same people I do? Rumble 6. It is a serious thing just to be alive on this fresh morning in this broken world. Mary Oliver. Yes, it is. Every day is an Esther for such a time as this moment, waking us to the possibilities before us in the here and right now. May we embrace that which is offered to us. Rumble 7. And it is here that I realize how lucky I am. I could so easily have learned to be afraid of diversity. I could have believed the lie that my whiteness is better. I could have been polluted by toxic religion enough to hate queer people. I could have imagined that America was the totality of the world. I could have learned to parrot back myths about Muslims and migrants and transgender teenagers. I could have fallen for the dangerous conspiracies and been taken in by the big lies. I could have weaponized God and country. And I know the fact that I somehow haven't isn't necessarily a matter of greater character or higher intelligence than those who grew up in similar privilege, but a combination of better information, dumb luck, and the presence of some really beautiful people who helped me transcend the smallness and the sameness of my surroundings when others were not able to. John Pavlovitz. Rumble 8. The man on Facebook said to me, "Trump is the best thing that's ever happened to America." My response, "I will pray that God gives you a much more compelling vision of best." Rumble 9. Putin has criminalized the expression of any alternative opinions. This is not an election, it's a selection. Elena Popova, Russian human rights activist. I will remember these words of warning as I prepare to vote. I hope you will too, for there are those already in our midst who want selections, not elections. Rumble 10. Eric Spoelstra, the Miami Heat head coach, has always asked his players to live into a simple philosophy. Significant success is a result of a commitment to the collective. It's about selflessness and sacrifice, and always about what about we, never what about me. I find this to be quite refreshing.